delicious liquor right away. There's lots of fancy dudes come to our county, but they live to rue the day.
One feller from the city thought that he knew how to drink. It happens that sometimes a guy ain't tough as he might think. He ordered a shot of red eye, had a couple straight. He had a date that evening, but he got there 5 days late.
He come to town as hot as a $2 pistol. He was ready to blow like a gale.
But when we left, he was cold as a refrigerator, 'cause we ridden out of town on the rail.
Things was on the square until it was discovered that he wasn't playing fair. Things happened so sudden that he didn't have a chance. The six guns was a roaring and he went into his dance.
He got to town as hot as a $2 pistol. He was happy and proud as he'd be.
But when he left, he was sad as a coyote's wailing, and we mailed him back to town COD.
All tied up with the lady known as Lou, and that is something that no feller ever ought to do. She plumb took all his money and she nearly took his hide. She didn't have no buggy, but she took him for a ride.
He come to town as hot as a $2 pistol. He was loaded with money to burn.
But when he left, he was broke as a stupid alarm clock, and he never, never did return. That's why I say be careful when you enter a strange town. Do not lose your discretion, friend, by throwing it around. There's nothing as cold as women, nothing hot as lead. There's nothing you can do after the sheriff finds you dead.
He come to town as hot as a $2 pistol. He was burning to blow like a kid.
But when he left, he was cold as a refrigerator, and we ran him out of town home.
You're listening to Space Plate! CKUT 94.3 on 10-2!
You know what I'm saying? If you didn't die yet. And another thing, I got a video for a conversation with a beast. And in the video, this bitch lives in motherfucking Atlanta or some shit. And she was telling me how she died. She died. Watch the video. She said in it, the bitch lived in Atlanta. She said that she died 2 times. You know what I'm saying? After she got some tattoos, she got some tattoos. You know what I'm saying? Watch the video. You'll hear her. You know what I'm saying?
She admitted that she got a tattoo. Shit, you kill your side.
I knew this one dude who said he was killed by his own mom. In the video, you can say that she, when she was talking about death and when she was talking about her mom, she didn't want to go into details with her mom. She just said that she would forgive her mom. I said, what's her name? She said, her name? I conjured up her spirit, and her mom admitted that she killed her own daughter. She got initiated into this shit through her mom. Then she was forced to, you know, the thing is that they kill you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you join some shit, they kill you. That's like the thing with the Scientology motherfuckers. They make them sign a billion-year contract or some shit, and then they kill their ass. You know what I'm saying? They end up dying in a hotel or something. They get killed. And then after that, they're initiated. And they're part of, you know what I'm saying, the motherfucking Scientology shit for a long time. The motherfuckers is trapped in a cycle of life until somebody like me come and wake their ass up. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is that, motherfucker, the thing is that, man, you know, we in a situation where, motherfucker, you gotta wake up, man, and get out of this spell. They ain't got all of the shit that you see on Hollywood. That shit is fake. These motherfuckers ain't got sophisticated weapons like that. That shit is fake. Ain't no sophisticated weapons. You the sophisticated weapon, yo. Outside of that, yo, these motherfuckers is primitive, yo. They fight with sticks. These motherfuckers fight with words. These motherfuckers fight with, they ain't got nothing, no shit. Everything else is magic. What you think is guns, that's magic. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no guns, no bombs, no none of that shit. That's all fake. You gotta wake up. Don't let the motherfuckers use your consciousness to make it seem like it's real. They ain't got no motherfucking sophisticated shit like that. That's Hollywood doing that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's Neptune energy right there. That shit is fake. They ain't got none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? What they got is horses and carriages going through those motherfucking woods getting raided by the motherfuckers that's living in those woods, yo. You know what I'm saying? That's it. That's real. And the cities only make up 15% of this land. This was originally a big-ass rainforest with a lot of, you know, vegetation and shit. You know what I'm saying? It was a ripe harvest. It was all cultivated and shit with rare-ass motherfucking fruits and shit. You know what I'm saying? And rare animals and shit that are now extinct, but are now coming back to the planet. At this time, space continuum, 95% of the beings who are pure are on the planet right now. Pure creations, not the beings who are evil that we binded up and cast out to the bottom of this pit, but pure creations are here on the planet Earth right now. And the thing is that, you know, a lot of motherfuckers is looking human, but they're not human. And then the beings who are working to keep this shit intact, they look human, but they're not human. And they're all using their magic to keep this shit intact. We gotta use our magic to break the spells and break the curses, yo. I'm about to go into the forest on their ass, yo. I'm getting tired of these punk-ass, bitch-ass motherfuckers. I'm finna go into the forest, yo. Finna go on my fast, you know what I'm saying? Motherfucker, I'm not detaching from shit, bitch. This my land, you know what I'm saying? But what I will do is, motherfucker, I will go ahead and separate myself from this punk-ass, this system. I don't participate in this system. That's not my president. You know what I'm saying? That's not my motherfucking king. I ain't my king. I am my president. I govern my own self. See what I'm saying? I didn't vote. I don't participate in voting or none of that shit.
Me the king!
None of that. I have my own spiritual constitution, period. I'm Elohim. You know what I'm saying? And the thing is that everyone is free. And that's the shit they not telling you. You know what I'm saying? On December 21st, 2012, everyone who had criminal records, that shit is expounded and expunged, yo. You don't have no records. That's it. You're free. Everyone was free at that point. You know what I'm saying? Even the motherfuckers that's in jail, they ain't even got to be in jail no more. Everyone is free at that point. They have no more power, no more jurisdiction over you at all. You see what I'm saying? At all, period. And all of the mafia, when they talk about mob, these motherfuckers running mobs. They are. They're wolf packs, hyena packs, lion packs, fucking ravens, all this shit. It's just, you just got to find out who you are. So the thing is that in the midst of all of this shit, you got men, humans who are really men. You know what I'm saying? The noble ones, and out of the noble ones, you know, there's a few bloodlines. There's one bloodline. The O negative is the bloodline of the royals, and those who have that bloodline are royal. Everyone else, you know what I'm saying, is still questionable. But those who have that O negative bloodline is royals. And so I want you to watch these videos. All the black and white shit, that's a matrix. All of the fucking, all that shit is a matrix, yo. All everything else is fucking is a matrix. You go. If you white, you learn from your white people, and motherfucking learn whatever you can from them, and then come learn from the black people. If you black, you learn from your people, fucking learn whatever you can from them, and then go learn from the white people. It don't matter, because in a big scheme of things, motherfucker, it don't matter if you black or white, motherfucker. What matters is that, you know, who do you identify with? What soul group do you identify with? Motherfucker, that's gonna determine where your ass gonna go in the year after and shit. And then what are you doing with your life right now? You know what I'm saying? And how far are you on your journey? And are you breaking away from their spells and curses? Are you breaking the spells and curses and doing what you gotta do to live, to be liberated and free? You know what I'm saying? We'll be right back.
mother. My God, who is this man?
He's always been a compulsive rage. And a real charm, too. I mean, that was his curse. Every woman he saw became a challenge.
Oh, Gary, yeah, I was so no time, presumably, at taking care of that little habit.
Yeah.
He's probably just a little old man now.
Gee, what am I going to do with this little old man? I mean, what are we going to talk about? Oh, God, I hate it. It's so awkward when we get together. You don't know what to say. You don't know how. You don't understand the staring at each other. Look, whatever you do, don't make a big deal out of this, okay? Just don't anybody make a big fuss.
I don't make a big fuss out of the tape machine, too. Is it working okay now, Alex Rieger?
Sometimes country, new country. said, Vinyon,
don't you never wear the stitch. For you can't take her home.
She got you tied with a golden rope. She won't let you play your guitar. And when you cried enough, maybe she'll let you up on nasty ride in a Chocodella car. She'll make you beg, girl.
Chocodella car.
Got you in a trance. Cause when this woman said dance, you dance.
Chocodella car.
You need a second opinion, but you just can't be alone. With her, you got a mind of your own.
Chocodella car.
Creeping into your lonely room. Is this a dream or is this real? Or is this real? Or is this just a mirage you feel?
Shakadaka. Shakadaka.
Shakadaka. She must be a witch. She got your mind, body and soul hitch.
Shakadaka.
You need a second opinion. She never wears a stitch.
You can't take her home.
She got you in a trance. When this girl said dance, baby, 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 you dance. You dance. You dance. You dance. You dance. You dance.
She must be a witch. She got me.
Shakadaka.
So
is a feeling, the lonely cold, sleeping alone a boy young, and soon you'll grow old. In lust, you will suffer, but in love, you will grow. Shakadelica is a feeling, nobody should know, you're talking about the lonely cold, mama.
They really primitive. These motherfuckers are really animals. They're not human. They're animals who look human. You know what I'm saying? And I told you, they grow for the rest of their life. That's how they look human.
The lights go out, the
smell of doom. Again, it's creeping into your lonely room.
Is this a dream?
Is this a dream? Or is this real? Or is it just a mirage?
Or is it just a mirage?
Watch National Geographic fucking video on some animals and then start looking at human beings and who you think are human and then look at the motherfucking the animal inside of them past they fucking persona. A lot of these motherfuckers ain't shit, man, for motherfucking animals. But that don't mean that they can't be loved. That don't mean that, you know what I'm saying, you just treat them bad and shit like that. It just means that they're different species. That's it. They're different species. And that's not... That has nothing to do with black and white, because it's a combination of black, white, Asian, Indian, red, all these motherfuckers, they look human, but they're not human. They're not fucking human. You know what I'm saying? Period. This is fourth dimensional shit, yo. This is the shit that you gotta expect in the fourth dimension, and it's all about getting your mind back. That's why I'm telling you, freedom is a state of mind. You gotta free your mind, stay away from intellectual property that don't belong to you. Don't let nobody control your mind or control the way that you think about nothing. You know what I'm saying? About shit. Don't let nobody control your mind and think and be skeptical with what you attach your I am to. I'm not an indigo child. I'm not a crystal child. I'm not a rainbow child. I'm not a messiah seed. I'm not a motherfucking... I'm not a Moor, motherfucking, I'm not a Nephilim, I'm not none of that shit. I'm all of that shit, but I'm none of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
I remembered everything that was building up towards that 2012 thing, right? And the whole zeitgeist idea, you know, the singularity. And I just started to think about the Mandela effect. And I was sort of doing this thought exercise, you know, sort of on the fly, off the cuff. What if the Mandela effect itself is the first sort of symptoms of reality itself breaking down? Because at the time, what was very popular effect was it was CERN. They had turned on their particle smasher, and somehow we all got sucked into some sort of black hole, or there's a million other subsets of what happened in terms of the CERN idea or the CERN world of the Mandela effect. And it's almost limitless, the ideas of what CERN did to us. But I went into another different direction altogether, and I started thinking about the idea of what if there was a mass extinction event. And the one video about the Lindbergh baby, he wasn't very specific, but I started to think about trauma, because when I was 17, I was in a terrible car accident.
Me too, King.
I had a near-death experience. I was under for about 2 weeks, and I don't remember really the accident. And I only remember bits and pieces during the accident as it was happening until I went to the operating room. And then I don't remember anything after that. So it was a very traumatic event for me. And I started to think about what if, you know, that's, you've got the macro and then, you know, you've got the micro. And I remember how I reacted, me as an individual, to a traumatic event like that. And it took, I'd say, a good year for me to really get back on my feet mentally after something like that. And I started just to play around with that idea, a mass traumatic event. And at the time, there was such a beating around 2012. It was almost like it was in the air, and, you know, everyone used that word at the time, the zeitgeist. You know, that was the thing at the time. It was such a hip thing that everybody was saying. But also, too,
now you gotta be pretty like stupid to say it now.
The Y2K thing, it was just everywhere. It was in the air. You could feel it. It was electrical. So I decided to put the two together. And at the time, I had a YouTube video with really nothing on it. So by my second video, I started to form that idea. And the way that I put it was, what if instead of CERN for the Mandela Effect, there was a mass extinction event during 2012, and as we try to cope with the, you know, collectively we're coping with the trauma, what we're all doing is sort of playing out our lives in a way that we think it should have played out. And I said, in terms of the extinction event itself, imagine it being like a rock hitting a calm body of water.
I remember
echoes
that.
Is what I called them, how they kind of wave out away from that trauma event of the rock hitting the calm body of water. And I said, those echoes, they get more and more faint. And as they do, they dissolve into a silence. But if we are those ripples, we're going to dissolve into probably more chaos, right? And that would be the breaking down of those things. And the Mandela Effect is a perfect example of the breakdown of those kinds of things. Because ultimately what we're talking about is something very profound that I think a lot of people miss, that are sort of on the pop level, sort of clickbait level of the Mandela Effect. What we're really talking about is what we've assumed about the linear construct of time, that there's a past, there's a present, and there's the future. And the only thing that's supreme is the present. The present will determine what's in the future, and the past is now completely muzzled, and it's sort of frozen, and it cannot be moved. Now, what we're talking about with the Mandela Effect is something incredibly profound, that the past is not at rest. The past indeed is changing. And what if this is the beginning of the past coming alive? Now, certainly something had to have happened, or something would have had to have changed. And at that time, I hadn't gotten that far with it, really. By that point, I was still going with the 2012 thing, and I was really trying to understand life and death and what it all means. And that's where I started my We Died in 2012 series. And because of the We Died in 2012 series, my second video, it was crazy. I gotta tell you, it blew up overnight. It was very strange. And I think I did the video that afternoon, and by the next day, I had maybe 4,000 or 5,000 views. And you've gotta keep in mind, at the time, my channel was just maybe a dozen, two dozen followers, if that. And it was mostly people, my fellow cohorts, MEs, on YouTube. And I don't know how
mostly assholes
or what happened, but eventually, over the coming weeks and months, it ended up getting, you know, I think we're running at 162,000 views. And to this day, I'm only a channel on YouTube. I think I'm just breaking 3,700 subs. So to have like 100,000 views, it was out of control. I ended up having to turn off my notifications on my phone because it was blowing up so bad on my phone. So obviously...
Well, put your damn phone down! This guy can't be too smart if he's still engaged with all those gizmos designed to destroy your soul! SMQ, we all died in 2012!
A lot of people had an opinion about this. And it was disturbing a lot of people, and I realized that you can just put an idea out about life and death and something very basic, and it can really shake people up.
I have the cosmic key. Sweetie Heaven.
We do.
Fish tail. I said, really?
Really?
If you know about love, say yeah.
Yeah.
If you want to go to heaven, say oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
If anybody in the house want to sing, here's a chance to do your thing. Everybody.
others, and they're so fine. So take this beat, I don't mind. Got plenty others, and they're so fine. Take my coffee, don't you touch my cream. Make me holler, make me scream. Sister ugly, that's the truth. She pees in the backyard, sleep on the roof. Take this beat, know you need it. Give you a white dove, find you beat it. Give you sweet love, put it in the corner. Give you candy, you say you don't want it. Take this beat, I don't mind. Plenty others, and they're so fine. Take this beat.
Saying whatever I am, that's what I am. But I can tell you, is all that other shit is intellectual property, and you know what I'm saying? And motherfucker, it ain't cool to use somebody else's shit, because when you use somebody else's shit to define you, yo, you know what I'm saying? You take away from your melanin magic, and you also motherfucking, it's almost as if they own that intellectual property. And if you build on that intellectual property, motherfucker, are you really free? Because you build it on somebody else's shit, you know what I'm saying? So shit, man, you gotta free your mind with detaching from intellectual properties. Not just detaching from bullshit, but also detaching from intellectual properties. Nega 36. Kill all my enemies. So the thing is that, you know what I'm saying, you gotta also detach from intellectual properties. And then it,
don't fuck with me, I'll slap you. Hey, take this beat.
I'm not LOE. I'm not poor. I'm not none of that shit.
It's so fine. Take this beat. I don't mind. Got plenty others. It's so fine. It's so fine. It's so fine. But get the keys. You're gonna have to drive. I can't. Oh, boy. Let's get out of here.
Understanding what is this concept then that we have of time? What is this thing of time? What benefits does it have for us now? What does it do for us? We know that time, for the most part, is a way in order to have some kind of economic coherency to something. We also know that time, particularly the future, is used oftentimes as a behavior modifier. In order for you to fear the ramifications of your actions, there has to be this illusion of the future that you will never get to. And I'll have to confess right now, just full disclosure, I practice the power now from Eckhart Tolle, so I don't really put a lot of stock in the future, and that was well before I became an NE anyway. So I don't really let that be a barometer to my beliefs or anything, because for people that don't believe in the future, and I always say, no one will ever get to the future. No one has ever been to the future. You will never go to the future. And then people always say, well, I'll see you tomorrow. Then they see me tomorrow and they go, see, we're here. And I'm like, no, you're still in the present.
I think it's a compelling idea.
Oh, you smug.
I've heard people express things similarly to all of your worries generally come from obsessing over the past or worrying about the future. But if you concentrate on the moment, you're almost always fine. So, yeah, I think the power now is a great way to be. I mean, I'm all for it. I wanted to step back to the idea of multiple timelines because you mentioned that, and I've heard terms like New Earther and Old Earthers, and I've also heard people talking about the Orion arm versus the Sagittarius arm of the galaxy.
On landing, we've discovered that the outpost has been destroyed.
Captain, over there!
Shock, radiation burn, internal injuries for certain. He's in a bad way, Captain.
Keep the live bones. I want to know what's going to happen here.
And I guess I put it together as a suggestion that we have moved within the Milky Way. Is that one of these things? And people are thinking that based on your timeline, you could actually look and see where we're supposed to be in the Milky Way and identify where you are in this tangled web of multiple timelines.
Well, what happened earlier on in the Mandela effect was there was the Sagittarius versus Orion. There's a pretty famous Carl Sagan, I think it was, who was talking about what he talks about, which is space. And in it, he notes that we are in the Sagittarius arm, and we call that residue. That we were in the Sagittarius arm, and that now we look like we're in the Orion spur. But it's been in the last week or two that too is changing now, and that is no longer something. It's getting fuzzy, and you got to understand the Mandela effect is not static. It moves. It keeps moving, and things about the Mandela effect keep moving. And now, if you go to look it up, where we are in the Milky Way, it's starting to merge the language of the Sagittarius arm and the Orion spur. So eventually, old Earthers versus new Earthers, I call myself an orphan of Sagittarius because at the time, that was very plain in 2016, and that is becoming more and more muddy now. But yes, there was exactly what you said, is there was that separation. And in terms of old Earthers versus new Earthers,
are we on the new Earth? Are we on the old Earth?
There was this idea of individual shifts, and the concept was still being developed. So, you know, I used to always say, not my planet, as a way of kind of conveying to everybody on Twitter that I considered myself
controlled by Twitter.
Survivors?
Not survivors. Not warm-blooded. Living creatures. But not human. Creatures. But not human.
Where?
Creatures. But not human.
Azimuth 93 degrees, range 1570 yards.
Creatures. But not human.
Really?
Creatures. But not human. Creatures. But not human.
I see something!
Not human. Not human. Not human.
Check one prize. Lock on my door. Check one prize. Lock on my door. Check one prize. Lock on my door. Check one prize. Lock on my door.
I mean, I'm an old earther. I'm from the original Earth. But now that it seems like the ideas everyone is talking about is that it wasn't a one-time event, that now this thing is ongoing. So it's kind of moving a bit away from that. But to those that have been into ME for a while, you still remember that old kind of language that we used at the time. But now,
I don't remember that shit. What the hell?
It got to where it was monthly, then weekly. Now people, depending on the Schumann resonance and some other things, they're trying to tie down ways in which to, you know, markers, indicators, to show that there is a shift either coming up or we're in the middle of an ME shift or we're just post an ME shift. And things like the Schumann resonance and other indicators.
Right. Can you explain that a little bit, the Human Resonance Project? I think we've talked about it on the air before, but it's interesting data in correlation with the Mandela effect.
Yeah, sure. It's just basically the Schumann resonance is, and there's, I think, entire Twitter feeds and maybe even more. I'm subbed to a couple of them where it shows spikes in the resonance in the frequency of the Earth, basically. They call it the heartbeat of the Earth. And it's the vibrational frequency of the Earth changes and it moves around and it changes. It's sort of like a speeding up of a heartbeat versus a slowing of a heartbeat. And there used to be an acceptable range of the Schumann resonance that was out there before. And now we have these spikes well above that acceptable band that used to be out there. Some people have noticed that when those spikes happen, people have ringing in the ears. They have dual memories of past events. They have headaches. We notice that when there's been changes in the anatomy, Mandela effect changes in the anatomy, we all can come together and talk about certain parts of your body hurting or waking up in pain, particularly the skull, your mouth, sinuses, and there'll be these kinds of changes. And I don't know who made that correlation, because I'd love to give them the credit, but someone made that correlation to the Schumann resonance that it was pretty high. And I don't know what the number is, but it's fairly high. So that's pretty much how all that's put together.
It is really interesting, man. And another component I definitely wanted to try to fit into this first hour here is technology changes. I've heard you talk about this idea that we're seeing some things appear earlier in the timeline than they're supposed to exist, like photography, for example.
Cue you quick! With the timeline manipulation, consumeristic entrapment, boogaloo bounce! Don't do it, folks! You listen to that space plane on the radio, these waves don't hurt you. CKUT 90.3 FM, easy!
13 Cosmic Law Astrology, University of Cosmic Mysteries in Dork. I'm back dropping in for some more information and Dork codes. I'm Dark Lord on video side. Anu Rafa, Elohim, Mirabor, El Shaddai. Many names, many vibrational frequencies, many waves. Whatever I attach my I am to, that's who I am. And I am broadcasting to you from the It-verse on behalf of 13 Cosmic Law Astrology. Powerful message that the entire world, everything that you're beginning to attract into your sphere of reality is centered around you. The world is centered around you. Now, you've heard before that the world don't evolve around you, or the world, you act like you the center of the world. And the reality of it is that you are the center of the world, and that the entire world evolves around you, specifically you. You see what I'm saying? It does.